Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Red Teens here, and I'll look back to our political podcast. And as you know, I was planning on missing some days because of certain schoolwork, because this week is especially stressful because of certain things involving school again. But the main thing is I had to get all of my D's, which I had a D at one point, but I think most of them are C's or B's now. And again, it's just been a stressful week. That's really what I'm just saying out there. And also, there's a little bit of an update on the Twitch situation. I have been very slowly starting to be able to set up a Twitch live stream. It's not going to be a while because I'm still getting an actual microphone. I don't want to use this one because I'm more weary on this one than if I get the other one, because the other one's going to be a much better microphone. In fact, I got it for $29 off Wish. It's not like a really like terrible microphone. In fact, it's a whole starter kit with a really great condenser microphone. In fact, I researched it, and it's actually been a really great microphone for big people in the YouTubing, the podcasting, and radio show hosts. It's just going to be it's going to be an advance. I'm not sure when it's going to come in, but I am sure it might come in either by early April, or it might come in by next week or the week after. That's really what all I know, but that's really what I got to say for today. So we're going to kind of move right into this. So this isn't going to be, again, one of the news analysis. This is instead going to be a discussion of the recent events, because I know there's been a lot of news that's coming, mostly personal kind of news, but there's still some events that I definitely would say is going to affect the country itself. But really, we're going to move first into Tucker Carlson. If you haven't heard about Tucker Carlson's, quote, misogynistic remarks, then you've probably been sleeping for a while. And I'm just saying that as a joke. I'm not saying you're stupid or anything. That's just what I'm saying. But again, if Tucker Carlson, I looked over the transcripts, I do agree with some of the media outlets that some of his comments were definitely at least inappropriate. I would definitely say that some of them were inappropriate for the occasion, and I think that he definitely should receive at least a little bit of backlash. But I also like Tucker Carlson, if you don't know. I've liked Tucker Carlson. He's been one of my main people that I really focus on my political strategy, because he's just always been one of the big influencers. He's always had a sort of a depth and kind of added layer of how I do these podcasts. Because really, if I had just been Shapiro, I would just be going over the facts. I wouldn't really be going into it. I wouldn't really be talking about it. I would just be talking about what I think instead of really what's actually going on. So again, his remarks are receiving huge backlash, and I mean just huge backlash. And I think that it's wrong. I think it was wrong that Media Matters, which is a non-profit progressive group, and if you actually check out their website, they are definitely, I would say, a progressive group. So they took these audio clips, and I suspect that there was foul play. I looked over what supposedly happened, and I personally think that they, in a way, kind of either not really stole it, but I think they obtained it in a much more shady way than just finding it or anything like that. But again, Tucker Carlson has received lots of backlash, but he has responded with saying that he will not apologize to the mob. And I agree with that. I think, even though I have said, again, that I do think he should receive some kind of backlash and such, I also think that the mob and the media are just really trying to say, oh, you have to apologize. You have to really apologize, or you're going to lose your whole show. This is the thing. Many news outlets, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, the New York Times, the New Yorker, they've all been doing things like this. They've made videos where they've personally attacked people. But it's never been considered anything like this. And that's just dumb. It really is one of the stupidest, most illogical things that I've ever seen. Because they're treating Tucker Carlson's case as if it was like a murder. But when they personally attack Trump's family, for probably since he ran for president, and they've been just absolutely attacking every other Republican that has ever been associated with Trump, as if they're traitors, as if they're racist, as if they're against Islam. Well, the thing is, we're not against Islam. We're against Islam's ideology. That's what I've always said, at least, is that we are against what Islam's ideology on certain religions, certain aspects of life. We're not against Islam itself, because if we were against Islam itself, that would be suppressing free speech. But we are fighting against the intolerant group, the intolerant law, Sharia law of Islam, and the groups that have used Islam as a shield, such as ISIS, Al Qaeda, and Hezbollah. But really, back to the subject, Tucker Carlson. I think he has been a pretty, again, I think he's been a pretty good protector of himself, because he's gotten into some these incidents before. Then they weren't as big as this, but he's gone into some incidents where people have attacked him for what he said. And I think most of the time, it's because he's really telling what's happening. He talked about the migrant situation. He got backlash for it. And I think it was good that Tucker Carlson in that situation also didn't apologize, because he was showing that he didn't care about how much money he got. Even if he lost sponsors, he did not care. He said, guess what? I don't care if I lose money. I'm going to put out the message, and I'm going to leave it there. Because many other leftists and Democrats, including Republicans, they instead hold back their message and try to just get money. They say, oh, we don't want to get really that far in. We'll say what we think, but we're not going to really go into depth and really tell them what's happening and try to really tell them how stupid they're acting. No, they're just going to say, nah, not really that. And that's what really stands out from Tucker Carlson, Ben Shapiro, Steven Crowder, and such. They all say it. They don't just say it in a sugar-coated way that makes it sound like they don't care. They make it, they put it out there, and they say, that's what I think. I'm not going to put any filter. And yes, there's sometimes you need filters for some subject, such as abortion. You might need a little bit of filters just to make sure that you don't sound like you hate the other group. Because again, my religion is Christianity, and we're taught to love everyone. We love the human beings of, like, Pelosi. You may think I hate Pelosi, but in real life, I respect her as a human being. Even Hitler, I respected that he was a human being. I just hated him. I just hate him because of his ideas. Because we have to always accept human beings. And I'm not saying that you really have to agree with me, because this has never been a podcast where it said that you have to agree with me or you're an idiot. This is a podcast where it's really just trying to point out what I think is happening, what I found that points to something that could be happening, or anything else like that. But overall, this whole situation, it's pissing me off, because they're treating it as if it's the most special thing in the world. They're treating it as if there's nothing else in the world that's happening. Not Israel's getting missile threats from other countries. Not like AOC has been indicted, is being prosecuted for crimes. Not anything like that. No, we have to focus on Tucker Carlson from 2006 to 2011, because that's our main job. And this proves, again, the theory of the media ignore certain stories. They ignore this. And I even went on CNN. I went on CNN, and I never saw the Israel news site. Or at least when I got on, because it was on Fox News. And then I moved to CNN to see if they had it. And then they didn't have it. They didn't have any indication about it. And that was just really one of the more deciding factors, at least from what I see, that proves that CNN is becoming more anti-Israeli. They're becoming more and more, what Trump said, anti-Jewish. And I'm not saying anti-Semitic, but I think they're definitely becoming more and more against the United States' stance on Israel. Because they're attacking the issue as if it's the most important thing, and that we're fighting for nothing, and that we're fighting for money grabbing or anything like that, leaders that they can just protect themselves. And I've always said this: Israel cannot protect itself with allies. Israel is so small compared to all the other countries in the planet. And not only are they so small, they're surrounded by enemies. Literally almost every single country that's nearby them, except for Greece and such, are enemies. They want to destroy Israel. They've been talking about it since 1949. And they're going to continue making threats until they eventually see that they are threatening Israel, that that they need to really change what they think. And I'm not saying people change. Some people never change in their life. They might hate Jewish people, they might hate black people. But we can at least show them why it's wrong and make some kind of progress to other people and show them why at least they should at least follow what we've said or at least think about it. But again, there's nothing really else in this Tucker Carlson incident. I mean, I'm going to probably still update on if there's any more tapes, you'd say, or any other updates if there is such a prosecution, fines, and anything else. But we're going to kind of move away from that, and we're going to move on to an actually a just recent story today, which is the National Emergency Declaration by President Trump was rejected by the Senate after 12 Republicans, and after 12 Republicans rejected it, probably because they didn't want to face any backlash. And I'm just saying that because there have always been those Republicans who want to say, oh, I want to look good in the people's eyes, so I'm going to go away against Trump. Because they believe the old story of you have to be always against Trump in order to win elections. And that's what disgusts me, is that people, they don't actually fight for their ideologies. They fight for support. They fight for money. And they fight for other people in organizations. They don't do anything. This is what politics had turned into from the 2000 era after Bill Clinton. It turned into a political game. And I'm not just saying on Bill Clinton or Obama. I'm saying that including Bush. Bush didn't fulfill many of what he said. He, in fact, sometimes went away from what he said because he didn't want to lose that much support. And it's just really how bad the country's become in a sense of actual politicians. Now we have politicians who are massively rich, they barely pass anything, and all they do is complain and just try to say how bad everyone else is. And that's what's really just keeping me from at least except liking American politics, is that we cannot in any way progress our identity as a great political nation that can really respect each other and that can really get things done. All we're looking at, all that we look like are a bunch of rambling idiots who aren't going to get, who just want to fight for themselves. And that's what really keeps President Trump in many people's minds at the top of an actual politician. Because he keeps making promises. He consistently makes promises and keeps them. That's why he has the slogan, promises made, promises kept. Because he doesn't just back out of them. He says, I said this, and I'm going to go in. But again, Trump is right now facing a, I would say, really just terrible situation with the denial of the national emergency. And I personally think it was a backstabbing. Again, because these Republicans, they had before voted for such issues as this. But then all of a sudden, they just said, oh, well, I don't really want to vote for that. Let's just move away from this wall. We'll just put a little bit of fence then and there, and I'll be great. No, a little bit of fence isn't going to do it. We need a barrier. And people still continue to say that a barrier is not going to do anything for like all around illegal immigration. Well, it's going to block at least 30% of illegal immigration. It's like, in airplane travel, illegal immigration, it's actually, I think I've heard, is harder because not only do they check you to see where you came from, you have to have a passport, you have to have an identity. It's just harder for airplane unless you go to like such private jets and like that and really just travel to other private airports. Because I think at least that's what I've looked at, is that they don't really check out, they just let you in. You might check out some baggage and stuff, but they just, again, they'll just let you pass by. So overall, this entire declaration to Donald Trump is, we're not going to fight for our own ideology. We're not going to fight for America. We're not going to fight for the people who lost family members to illegal immigrants. We're not going to do that. We're just going to say, frick all of you. That's virtually what they're saying. They're saying, frick all of you, and we're going to stay on the Democrat side. Because we want open borders. Because if they continuously keep denying Trump these bills, he is going to eventually just lose power. He's going to just decide he can't do anything. Because if you barely have control already over the government, and I'm not saying full control, because that would be tyranny. But if you have no kind of control, then he's never going to get anything passed other than maybe some treaties with other countries and improving relations. But otherwise, he's not going to get anything done because of his own government is going against him. And that's what really just overall hurts the American political system again, because it keeps America from doing things. And this includes Democrats themselves. When they are limited by even their own people, they're not going to get anything done. They're just gonna say, why should I do anything? I can't do it. So why should I even try being a president anymore? I should just go to like China and something and negotiate trade. Instead of just sitting on my butt looking at papers that are vetoed by the Senate and the House. But overall, the declaration again by this House is, we're not going to improve. We're not going to really say we're all connected and we're not all going to vote. We're just going to say, nah. But that's what really we got right now. I don't know what Trump's going to do. I think other than when he said he's going to veto if they pass a bill and such, other than that, I don't really know what Trump is going to do. And I haven't really thought of anything that Trump could do to really get this wall passed, other than keep trying other tactics in the future that could get the wall passed and such. But we're going to kind of move away from that, and we're going to move on to our last and final subject, which is Brexit. And so, if you've heard, Brexit was denied, I think, for the second time in a row. And I just have always felt like Brexit was a great thing for Britain, because if Brexit was not passed, Britain was in trouble. Britain has already been in trouble for so long, and they need to get out of the European Union. The European Union has been screwing them up ever since they got in. They've been destroying their economy. Crime has risen dramatically in Britain. It's just overall going to hurt Britain much into the future. So, and I'm just saying this, you don't have to leave the EU permanently, even though I would say so, because they've been proven to become, even because they are proven that many radical leftists control the European Union. But you do need to at least in some way fight for yourself. You can't just let everyone else say, oh, you have to do this. We're not going to trade with you as much. We're not going to give you as much power in the European Union. We're going to just say, eh. You have to fight for your own country. And I don't always agree with Theresa May. I think Theresa May is still a great politician. I looked over her, and I still sometimes agree with her on certain things. Many more things I feel a little bit less on her side. But overall, this situation is going to impact Britain's future. It's going to impact Britain's future in the sense of how they're going to decide on migration, how they're going to decide on taxes, how they're going to decide on the future power of Europe. Because if the European Union starts collapsing, and I think they're going to collapse, because the European Union is steadily becoming more and more left, and that's going to cause an eventual collapse. Because they cannot hold power. You cannot have all of these people who all agree on the same side and then have everyone else below you start disagreeing with you, because then they're going to start rebelling, and that's just going to cause chaos for all of Europe itself, and it's not going to get anyone too far, and the European, as I said, is going to collapse in either a political coup or just overall the country's just leaving. But overall, Brexit is a very, very essential thing to the future of many other countries, not just, again, Britain, but it's also essential to other countries to show that you don't have to stay in certain things. And I still think that you should stay in certain things. I'm not saying you can just leave a deal like that. You can't just say, well, I was going to give you aid, but you didn't give me aid, so I'm just going to leave. No, I meant as in, it's going to prove that other countries can leave deals. It's not where you sign it and you really have to. You're a country. You're your independent self. You may rely on people, but you have to make decisions for yourself. You cannot consistently say, oh, I can't decide on this. Let this guy do it for me. That's just going to make your country lazy. That's just going to overall hurt your country, because your country, again, is not going to improve in any way. It's going to just rely so much that when that reliance starts fading away, it's going to cause problems. But again, there's not really much into this Brexit situation other than that it was denied and it's possibly going to be closed down, which I see as a defeat for the future of Britain and the future of many other European countries. But that's going to really clear the way for what we're going to, what we talked about today. So again, we are going to, I might Twitch live stream eventually. It's not going to be likely until I get my microphone, but I might do a little bit of like a 10-minute Twitch live stream to really explain myself. The name of the Twitch live stream is Red Teens Podcast, if you want to check it out. Again, I haven't made any videos on it. I might make some gaming videos on it in the future also, so you don't have to check those out. Because, obviously, they're not related to anything, to politics. They're just what I want to do. But overall, that's what I got really to say for today. So, I thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day in the future. I wish you the best of luck in the future. I wish you the best of luck in the future.